This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Ando, I am delighted to say we are joined in the studio by our guest this morning, The Engagement. How good is that? Welcome, guys. Oops, hang on. Let's get you all switched on. There you go. Welcome.
How are we?
Good morning.
So
morning.
We've got in the studio here, we have got Aaron on the occasion. Good morning to you, Aaron.
How are we?
There you go. He's in there. Monty there over on guitar. How are you doing, Monty?
Good, thank you.
Sheldon also on guitar there. How are you doing, Sheldon?
Good morning, everyone.
And Dave on lead vocals. How are you, Dave?
Hola. Yeah, I'm good.
So thanks for getting up early this morning.
Thank you.
Ando, I can't hear you for some reason. There's a reason there. We're going to be listening to a new track in a second. So tell us all about it, Dave.
Okay, so this song that we're about to be playing is our brand new single that we're dropping next year, but you guys get an exclusive. It's called On My Own. And it's about me pretty much when I wrote it coming out, essentially. So...
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
All of us, you know, you're talking to the radio station where all of us have been through that experience at one point in our lives. Mm-hmm. And what made you decide to put it into a song, Dave?
So for me, it's like sometimes like it's harder for me to say something out just in person, whereas it's easier to translate that into lyrics. And I wanted to express that musically as well. Just felt more... more like me as a performer and feel comfortable as a person as well, just to, you know, just express my feelings and what I'm going through easy writing in a song.
And did you find it hard to talk to the other band members about that when you put it through?
Hell yes. Yes. They were the first people to find out, and I was very scared because I didn't know what they would think, you know, but no, they embraced me.
So but, well done. I mean, it's never an easy thing to do. I think, you know, I've known you guys now for a short time, and you know, you're all wonderful individuals, and I think, you know, they're going to love you for who you are. You know, not for anything else. So I think, you know, you probably did the right thing coming out in a safe environment. And yeah, congratulations. It's a big deal.
Thank you.
One of the questions I had around that. When you came to us last time and performed, you weren't out. And what was it like as internally you're exploring your identity and your sexuality, and here you are in one of the queerest heavens on earth, otherwise known as Joy. Mm. What was that like?
Look, you know, when I came here last year and stuff, like, you know, I always knew deep down what I was feeling, and I was just like, just embracing the whole culture, because everyone here is so like loving and caring and stuff. And so I felt like maybe you guys maybe had a hunch, but
a hope.
but like, I was just like, you know what? It's when it's ready, when it's time, I will do it. And the hardest part for me was like coming out to my parents. So
Yeah, I think we all feel that. But I think, you know, it is a safe space here. And I mean, I'm really pleased that you felt comfortable enough coming in here. We don't care.
Yeah.
You know, we get loads of new young bands coming in to Joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm a great believer in trying to get the local talent on there. So, it doesn't make any difference. But I'm glad you feel safe and comfortable enough to talk about it. But, it's a great journey to go through.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Do you feel like the weight's been lifted off your shoulders a bit, Dave?
100%. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, even my work colleagues and stuff like that, they still don't all know. It's been slowly like coming out to people. Even like I come from an Italian family, so we have a really like, in a way, conservative kind of thing, and you know, they've all embraced me and stuff as well now. But at first, for so many years, because no one else has come out in our family up until recently, it's pretty scary. Like, you don't know how they're going to react towards you. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, now screw it. Like, I'm old enough, I'm, you know, even in my performances now, recently, like Mons was saying to me, Dave, it's like when you perform now, it's amazing how much more expression you have when you're performing those songs. You're just really into yourself, like not into myself, but like, just feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can be yourself. Yeah, you can be yourself. Andy, you're used to this through your normal work than I am. But yeah, a lot of people find it very cathartic once they finally got that burden off their shoulders.
Yeah.
Can I talk to the other guys? Let's go, Aaron, you're on the mic there. How did you guys feel after that conversation with Dave?
I remember it very specifically. I ended up giving David a big hug. Straight away when he announced it to me, I just jumped up and I was like, mate, give us a hug. And we all gave him a big hug and said, mate, we love you. And I remember saying, it's such a brave thing that you did. You came out and we love you for it, kind of deal.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, everyone needs a hug. Even if it's a metaphorical one or a physical one, but that's beautiful.
It does raise the topic, though, for me around in a cishet world or cisgendered heterosexual world, these folks don't have to come out. And coming out, and Dave, I suspect you've already found this out, never stops, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, like, definitely. It's, you know, like, you even see, like, in America and stuff, in the rural areas, like, a guy got shot down when he heard a Beyonce song at a petrol station and they attacked him, like, just because he was being himself. So that was like, and then, you know, it just goes to show it's like there's always going to be discrimination, racism in our world, unfortunately. But I feel like slowly we're evolving as humans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's a good point, Ando. You never really stop coming out. You'll always end up meeting new people in your life. You'll change jobs. You'll move house. You'll meet, you know, friends of friends or family.
Yeah.
And then you'll end up having those conversations again and again. And
the only thing, or the last thing I'll say around that is the concept of inviting in versus coming out, which I love. Coming out's kind of, we slam the doors open and we announce something and we wait to be accepted or rejected, versus inviting in is I pick who, when, and how I tell, because they matter to me. And so the power stays with me and I get to choose.
Beautiful.
Rightly so.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ando. And just before we go on to the song, we're gonna get a live track here in the studio this morning on the Joy Brekkie Live Lounge. You had a recent gig down at Luna Park, which I was following you on the socials. Just tell us about that and just talk us through the costumes and the event, because you did a number of nights back to back. Just talk us through that experience.
It was five nights of excruciating pain.
Five grueling nights. No, it was great fun. It was really good fun.
It was. Like, you know, it was like pretty much 2 hours of live performance, three sets a night, five nights in a row.
Wow.
We get there at like 2:30 in the afternoon and would leave by 11:30 at night, five nights. Costume changes. So there was a lot of different cool costumes. The beauty about Halloween is you can be whoever you want, whenever you want. So
you know, those costumes hide a real multitude of masks and things.
Yeah.
You can, you're right, sit behind them, like, and I've be got, anyone.
Well, I've got like a Big Bird jacket, so it's just like real feathery and stuff. It's all black. And then I've got like this top hat and, you know, like kind of like a circus kind of esque costume as well. And these boys were all dressed up as skeletons and stuff. We get our makeup done. It's so much fun.
I mean, it looked amazing. It really did look amazing, I have to say. So well done. And you know, performing back to back as well. And wasn't it one of the days was actually pouring down with rain?
Monday.
Yeah. Because that also, like, my gosh, you know, you got a whole bunch of wires and you're all like kitted out there with the electric guitars and stuff. It must have been a bit scary. Real Halloween freaky stuff.
Paul, we've got a message just come in for the folks.
Oh, have we?
Yes, we have. A listener has sent in, 162 has said, love this story. Great job, the engagement.
Thank you
so much.
Fan base out
thank
there.
Thank you.
So we're probably going to sign off after this. If anyone wants to hear about the band, learn more about your music, just give us a quick rundown on your socials. Where can they find access to the band's information, Dave?
Well, you can find out on our Instagram page under The Engagement Music as the handle. The Engagement on Facebook, Spotify, under The Engagement, YouTube. Yeah. Easy.
So, local Victorian band, great to have you on the air with us. You know, as always, we want to support you guys. A big, big thank you to Aaron, Dave, Monty and Sheldon from The Engagement. Fantastic track, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good luck and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.